You're listening to SBS News.
Former South Australian Baptist pastor David Smith sits in his Adelaide living room considering a 22-year church career he left early last year. For decades, the 57-year-old was an avowed conservative, but his growing support for same-sex marriage, a view that solidified in the lead-up to the 2017 plebiscite, conflicted with the stated policy of his employer, Baptist Churches of South Australia, that marriage is between a man and a woman.
And it became quite an issue of justice for me. And so as I started to make these views public and clear, it became obvious that it was incompatible with the views of the Baptist Church that I was a part of and also with our denomination as a whole. So as a result, when it became clear there was no future for me there, I resigned.
He says the church's assembly board had refused to allow him to accept a position he was well in line for, an act he views as discrimination.
Even though I was told that I was had the skills for it and would be good at it, the assembly board communicated to me that because of my views that the churches as a whole wouldn't be able to cope with that. And so that conversation about taking that job was ended.
Baptist Churches of South Australia has defended its stance, stressing it was Mr. Smith's choice to resign, that he was not removed from his existing role and he remains an accredited pastor. Spokesman Reverend Mike Mills was Mr. Smith's line manager and had praised his aptitude for the position. Reverend Mills has confirmed it was he who approached the Assembly Board with his concerns, now saying the church should have a right to employ staff who share its values. He points to what he calls Mr. Smith's aggressive stance in fully affirming his support of same-sex marriage and says that made it difficult for the Assembly to see how he could serve our churches well. David Smith says he's now moved on and returned to teaching and doesn't have what he calls the stomach to launch proceedings under a future religious discrimination bill. However, the draft laws released by Attorney General Christian Porter late last month would anyway seem to back Baptist Churches of South Australia's view regarding employees. Overriding all other sections in the bill, Section 10 states that religious bodies may act in accordance with their faith. Former pastor David Smith wants this exclusion to be removed from any final legislation.
And my view is that religious people shouldn't be given more legislation that allows them to use the Bible as a weapon, use the Bible to hurt people.
His view contrasts with that of many conservative Christian groups who claim it is they who are feeling pressure in the workplace due to their religious beliefs. John Steenhoff is a lawyer with the Human Rights Law Alliance, a firm closely aligned with the Australian Christian Lobby, a prominent voice in the religious freedoms debate. He cites the example of a pharmacist who chose to quit her profession entirely, fearing the potential of a claim being made against her.
She has deep-held beliefs about the binary nature of sex and gender that are taught by her religion and feels that her conscience wouldn't allow her to give female hormones to a biological male or vice versa.
The draft bill does protect health professionals who conscientiously object to providing a given service, but Mr. Steenhoff says those protections are severely limited. Most of the Alliance's cases, he says, are more general. They include employees being penalised for being heard defending star footballer Israel Folau, whose contract was terminated by Rugby Australia for his Instagram post saying, "Hell awaits gay people."
In one case, that resulted in a complaint to HR, and that resulted in the person being brought up for disciplinary proceedings on the basis that their views made other people feel unsafe in the workplace.
IBM Australia has inclusion policies spanning multiple religious faiths, such as reflection rooms and flexible leave arrangements for religious holidays. At the same time as the lead corporate partner of the forthcoming Victorian Pride Centre, it's also keen to accommodate LGBTIQ+ rights. Kerry LePage is the company's inclusion and diversity partner.
I think when it comes down to that, it's all about respect and it's all about being who you are but not impacting anyone else. I don't see a particular issue, to be honest.
But the bill would protect people such as rugby player Israel Folau, as it allows offensive or insulting statements if they're based on religious belief. That's of concern to Lisa Anese, chief executive of the independent body, the Diversity Council.
So that extra bit further can impose on the rights of others to exist in a respectful environment. And that will be deeply concerning for businesses who are trying to create harmonious environments where they can just focus on getting their work done. All the work around diversity and inclusion supports creating better organisation to deliver good business outcomes.
The bill contains a range of exceptions to this general protection, including where a statement might harass, vilify, or incite hatred or violence, or where an employer can prove that a rule is necessary to avoid significant financial hardship.